Are you a high-performing parent, entrepreneur, or high achiever in pursuit of excellence? Welcome to The Nexus Podcast, a podcast custom-tailored for families like ours, driven, affluent, and eager to lead extraordinary lives. From rockstar stay-at-home moms to high-producing CEOs, we choose to model success for everyone we are surrounded by. We prioritize health over sickness, embrace a vitalistic lifestyle, and seek to tap into the limitless potential that God has bestowed upon us. I'm Dr. Daniel Kimble, your host, and on this podcast, we'll uncover the secrets to living a fulfilling and abundant life, where you and your loved ones can thrive physically, mentally, and spiritually. Together, we'll forge a path to greatness and unleash your God-given capabilities. Get ready to say yes to a life of true prosperity and well-being. This is The Nexus Podcast.
What up, Nexus fam? I'm Coco. This is The Nexus Podcast, and my dad is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimble, and I heard him. Happy listening!
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And you know, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel. And what I want to talk to you about this week is something that has been near and dear to my heart. After spending the weekend away, I was in Texas. And coming back, you know, one of the things that we do, a lot of you who are my clients, you know that I spend quite a bit of time in Texas multiple times a year, speaking, training other chiropractors, doing a bunch of different things. But the reason that I was there this time is one of the things that we do every quarter is we set goals for our lives. And so a lot of people, you know, they always want to think business is the thing that I go to focus on, but it's actually more of a, what my coach would call a personal operating system, meaning that we focus on our physical bodies and our fitness and things like that. It's not just fitness, it's blood work, it's lots of things. It's our being or our spirituality, our connection to God and our confidence and our certainty and our belief systems about ourselves, our balance, which will be our marriage and our relationships. And then also our business is one part of that, but the business is the smallest piece of it. So the reason I share this with you is because something happened to me a few weeks ago, and I like literally haven't been able to get it out of my head. And I was having a conversation with our office manager, Danielle, and she pointed out something that I thought was insanely valuable and insanely intelligent. And she's as much of a chiropractor as anybody, even though she doesn't have the degree. But we were having this conversation about when people decide that the results are good enough and they want to stop care. Or the excuse that a lot of people use, they're like, I don't have time to do XYZ because my sports schedule's crazy and, you know, I got to get the kids from point A to point B and then I'm playing whatever sport. And anyway, the reason I share this with you is because I want to give you two contrasting stories and two contrasting things that I think kind of highlight this idea of something I've been thinking about in terms of saying, like, what do we not have time for? And so for me, one of the things I started thinking about is like, I'm like, I don't have time to do XYZ in my life. But what I realize is if I use the excuse that I don't have time now, I'm literally going to pay for it later. So, you know, a simple example of this would be like, I don't have time to work out. Like, Coco's schedule's too busy. Heather draws too much for me. You know, I gotta work in the business and take care of clients and all these things. And then I gotta work on the business and I just don't have time for me. I don't have time to work out. But the problem is like, if I don't work out and take care of my body, the very thing that I'm saying I don't have time to do is the thing that's going to keep me allowing me to adjust people in the future. And so if I put off not working out now, I'm going to lose the thing that I was putting off to do in the first place, if that makes sense. And so here's what happened. We have one of our clients. He reached out to us and he's like, hey, you know, I know it's only been a month and I know you say it's a 3-month process, but my back's feeling better. I'm better when I'm driving long distances. I'm better when I'm sitting at work all day. My back's feeling good. And so I'm going to stop care because I just don't have time. Like, my kids' sports schedules are too busy. I'm too busy. I play my own sports and I do my own stuff. And I just really don't have time to come in anymore. And now the reason I get so passionate about this is because it's been a chronic thing for this guy. And the reason it's been a chronic thing for this guy is because he's never addressed his nervous system or his brain before. And so it frustrated me so much. And it's like, it's not to call this person out or say anything negative or bad, but like, Danielle and I were having this conversation and we're like, how tricky is it for us to be in this situation where we know literally the thing that he is quitting, chiropractic care, because he is too busy for it and doesn't have time for, is the very thing that is going to allow him to continue with the sports schedule, that is going to allow him to show up for his family member and his kids and like show up for his business employees and all these things that he says he doesn't have time for. because like, it's this crazy thought, right? And so I always go back to like, if you put it off now, you're literally going to pay for it later. And so he gets this little momentary relief and like life is going really, really well. And then he's like, you know what? I just don't have time to come in anymore because other parts of my life are so busy. But he's literally giving up the thing that's going to allow him to be able to do those other things later. Just like I shared the example of you with business. So this is one story, right? This is one person's story. And as much as it frustrates me, like I'm always going to be there to support them no matter what. It's not my place to judge. Everybody has decisions for themselves, but it breaks my heart because I know down the path that this person is going to go. And it's literally going to be like, well, you know, I don't have time to do it now. So maybe I'll come back and do it later. But then if they don't have time now, they're going to end up literally not being able to do the stuff that they want to do. And so contrasting story to this, we have another client who we've been taking care of for a very long time. And this person literally came to us, was referred to us because young age, like not even 40, on a walker because of such severe low back pain. And this person comes to us and I'm going to say like not necessarily the most optimistic about chiropractors, pretty skeptical. And we start taking care of this person and lo and behold, they get amazing results. Like the walker goes away and the walker is stuffed in the back of a closet and they're living life full out again and experiencing like super stressful life and experiencing life differently and just more joy and like lots of cool stuff as a result. And I couldn't help but think like one of this person's goals was to literally get back to playing soccer again. And the coolest part is just a few weeks ago, they told me that, hey, I played on the soccer field and I wasn't the weakest link, even though they were super worried that all their back stuff was going to come back. So I shared this with you because from a walker to playing soccer, from a walker to playing soccer. And then we have on the other hand, we have from being in severe pain to quitting because I'm too busy with all my other stuff to continue to come. And so this idea that like, what one person was giving up, one person made sacrifices in order to make time for themselves so they could continue to do the things that they love to do. And on the other hand, there was another person who sacrificed everything else in despite of themselves so that they could continue to be busy with the stuff that they're actually not going to be able to do further down the road because of the pain that they're going to be in because they didn't make decisions to take care of themselves now. And so I leave you with this idea and this concept, right? It's like you literally are going to pay for it now or you'll pay for it later. Like that's the only way to do it. You can pay for it in discomfort and you can pay for it in, you know, a little bit of time commitment and a little bit of financial commitment now, or you can pay for it 15, 20 years down the road when you're not able to do all the stuff that you wish you could have done. And then you look back on your life and you say, man, I wish I would have done X, Y, Z, or I wish I would have could have been able to do X, Y, Z, but I didn't do those because I didn't make the right decisions to take care of myself in the first place. And it's really a simple conversation. And the whole conversation started with me being at this event this weekend where I literally come out of it and I'm like, man, how often have I said in my business that I'm too busy to do X, Y, Z, that I don't have the time and I want to make time over here. But the reality is like, if I want to serve more people, if I want to see more people thrive, like the person I told you about in the wheelchair and the person who decided to quit care, they're both getting amazing results. It's just a matter of like how they choose to go forward with it. And that's not my decision. That's for them to make. But what I know and what I've seen is that people who commit to themselves first and see themselves as their most valuable asset and their most important investment. It's like God gave you a Ferrari on day one and you can choose to either take good care of it or you can choose to destroy it by putting bad fuel in it and bad oil in it, or you can fuel it up and take care of it really, really well and have it last you forever. It's like, that's how our bodies are and that's how our bodies are designed. So I leave you with that because I came out of this event telling like all these places where I'm like, I'm too busy to do that. I'm too busy to do that. I don't have the time to do that. And the reality is like all I'm doing is robbing Peter to pay Paul. And what I have come to realize is that when you understand and you start to focus internally on you first, and you focus on you being the best version of yourself, all of the other things will show up as a result. And a lot of it is the investment of time, sometimes of money, sometimes of energy, sometimes of changing of habits and patterns and sacrifice in order to make sure that you can do the things that you love to do forever and ever and ever. And this is why I'm so passionate about the chiropractic care that we get to provide inside of Nexus, because what I know is all the time, like the two people I shared with you, like we get to see people thrive. We get to see people's lives change. We have a full-length documentary that talks about this. If you're interested in learning more, seeing the documentary for the first time, you can go check it out. There's a link right in the show notes to this. And my friends, I love you and I appreciate you. Where are you coming into your life or showing up in a way that you're telling yourself you don't have the time, even though you know that you're going to pay for it later with not being able to do the things that you really, really want to do in the first place. So my friends, I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll come at you again next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.